Boker Tov, good morning everyone. It is Friday morning, Erev Shabbos, Parshas Va'era. We recently began Perek Lamed Zayin in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, the laws of Tevilas Kelim, toveling your new dishes, your new utensils or vessels, continuing in Halacha Gimel. Kli Eitz, Einon Tzrichin Tevila. We mentioned earlier that metal and glass vessels are the ones that require Tevilas Kelim. Wood certainly does not, but V'im Yesh Aleim Chashukei Barzel Tzrichin Tevila B'lo Bracha. If you have a wooden utensil, let's say a wooden serving spoon or something like that, that has some metal loops or metal pieces on it, it's not the primary part that usually touches the food, but there is metal on it that might encounter the food as it's being used. So in that case, tzrichin tefila below bracha. Tefilas kelim is required, but without a bracha. There's going to be a common theme we'll see over the next few days that in situations of doubt, in a case of suffix where we're not sure whether something really fully requires tefillas kelim or not. So the middle approach is to do tefila, but to do so without a bracha. Sometimes it's even better if you have something that requires tefillas kelim with a bracha, so you can make the bracha on that and have in mind that that bracha should cover this item as well, without making, of course, a separate bracha on this item. So here, if you have something that's primarily made from wood, and wood does not require tefillas kelim, but it has some metal on it, so then you can do tefilas kelim, but do so without a bracha. Klei cheres, gam kein einan tzrichet tefila. Something made from earthenware also does not require tefilas kelim, but v'imitzupin b'mifnim ba'avar, if it is coated on the inside with some type of metal, with like lead, shokorin glazert, it's like glazed on the inside, tzrichet tefila below bracha, then it too should be tovel because of the metal part that is on the inside. But since it is primarily earthenware on the outside, again, toveled without a bracha, v'chein clay, porcelain, and also things that are porcelain, which again also is often coated, and it might depend on exactly how it's coated or how thick on the inside and outside. So these are just general principles or rules, but for specific dishes, especially when things are made of multiple materials, always good to ask a question about that specific item. Continuing into Halacha Dalet, im hu kli yashan shemishtamish bo ha'akum ba'ofen shetzarech hechsher. So I sort of referenced this a couple of days ago, that until now we've been discussing if you buy kelim chadashim, if you buy new utensils or dishes that haven't been used before. What if you buy something that is used by somebody who doesn't keep kosher? So let's say you buy dishes from a Jew, from a non-Jew, and now you have two issues to deal with. On one hand, or issue number one, is that this has been used for non-kosher food, and therefore they need to be koshered. And issue number two is that they need to be toveled because you bought dishes from a non-Jew. So the Kitzur reference is hechsher behagala o libun. Some things that you buy need to be koshered through hagala. That's through boiling water. So if you buy a pot or a spoon that might have been used through the medium of liquid, so the way we kosher those is by boiling water and putting the thing into boiling water. Or libun is direct exposure to the fire. If you have something like a grill or a rack or maybe a pan that's not used with much liquid. So these are things that are encountering very hot food, but not primarily through the means of liquid. So they need to be koshered also similarly with direct exposure to a fire, the details of which are beyond our halacha for the moment. But the Kitzur comes to teach us that tzrichin lahachshiro mikodem ba'achar kach letovlo. You have to do both. You have to kosher it through some form of heat, and you have to dip it into the mikvah, which is our main focus for this chapter. So the Kitzur says, first kosher it, and then dip it into the mikvah. You want it to be completely kosher and prepared, and the final step is dipping it into the mikvah. The Shach in the Yerodeya quotes the famous line that the Rambam and others mention elsewhere, of tovel v'sheretz biyado, that putting a vessel into the mikvah that hasn't yet been koshered, so it has flavors that it's absorbed from non-kosher food, would be like someone going to the mikvah and carrying the insect or the rodent that made him impure in the first place and holding it while he's toveling into the mikvah. In other words, tefila in the mikvah, which is what takes something that is impure and makes it pure, should be the final step of the purification. Therefore, you want to make sure that the vessels are completely kosher before they are dipped in the mikvah to make them fully usable. Have a great day and have a wonderful Shabbos. Shabbat Shalom.